Hey, the Backstreet Boys. One of your favorites, Chad. Starting their own restaurant called Backstreet Barbecue.
How clever.
That's cool.
Yeah, because when I think, you know, quality barbecue, I think, you know, guys with earrings and eyeliner who sing harmony. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me too. I know exactly.
Exactly. Rapper Logic is getting divorced.
No way.
Hence his name. Pretty smart, actually. So, there you go. Joey Lawrence has filed for bankruptcy.
How old is he?
Yeah. Don't know exactly. But here's a tip. Banks and credit card companies, maybe don't expect a ton of fiscal responsibility from a grown man who calls himself Joey.
Yeah, Joey.
You know what I mean? And he goes, whoa.
Joey, whoa.
He walks in and goes, hey, could I get a loan? Whoa. Yeah, yeah, probably not. Two women, I guess, have come forward yesterday claiming Steven Seagal assaulted them. Have you seen Steven Seagal lately? Looks like his most recent assaults have been on, like, Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
That guy is he's getting big. Anybody. Yeah, no kidding.
Isn't he a cop?
I thought he moved to Russia, but I'm not sure. What do you do? Rock band Kansas launching a U.S. tour to mark the 40th anniversary of the Point of No Return album.
Wow!
Yeah, I can't wait, said the weird guy in the IT department with the obsession with wizards. You know that guy?
I wonder who's in the band.
I don't know.
Steve Walsh still singing?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Blink-182 going to launch a residency at the Palms Casino Resort in Vegas.
No way.
Starting in May.
Wow.
Yeah, not to be confused with Flava Flav's residency in Vegas.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's underneath the bridge below the I-15 freeway, so.
Where Mitch is.
Yeah, maybe that's Flava Flav's real name, Mitch. I don't know. Anderson Cooper split with his longtime love.
Oh.
And if your response is, oh, what's her name? You need to get out more.
Yeah, exactly.
Angelina Jolie says she used to color her hair with a Sharpie.
No way.
Yeah, I tried that once, though.
You did?
But hunching over my privates for that long is hell on the neck.
You're a weirdo, buddy.
What? It works. It's better than going to the, the salon for that. In a recent interview, O.J. Simpson referred to his infamous murder trial as the whole L.A. thing.
The whole L.A. thing.
Yeah, I guess that's better than calling it the stabby, stabby, whoopsie thing. Whoopsie daisy. Yeah, whoopsie daisy. What's that? Whoop, what? Yeah, anyway. Researchers have discovered that platypus milk has unique antibacterial properties with the potential to save lives.
Are you for real?
I'm for real. It also has the potential to make orders at Starbucks really complicated.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, I'll have the double half-calf latte with the platypus milk.
Yeah, please. And how do you get the milk from the platypus?
You milk them.
Okay.
Yeah, you can milk anything with nipples. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, nipples. Right.
There you go. As far as you know, I really have no idea, but what do you do? I guess there is still about 100,000 payphones in the U.S.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, which is great for when you desperately need to make a call back to 1985.
Yeah,
exactly. Because they'll answer.
Remember the guy, Starley, who used to own 99 when we first started there?
Yeah.
He was into payphones.
He was into
them. He bought a bunch of payphones.
Really?
And saying that was the next big
wave. Well, it was for a while.
Yeah, it really was for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Not so much now. Did you hear this one? Essential oils may cause men to grow breasts.
Is that what's going on here?
Yep, I'm saying. So does Arby's, but you think I'm giving up beef and cheddar? I don't think so. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you've got good breasts.
Thank you very much, and I'm proud of them. So let's light some essential oils, right?
Yeah.
Right? Do you light them? What do you do?
You can warm them.
Yeah, don't light them.
No.
Okay, sorry. Let's see. Southwest Airlines kicked a parent and his crying child off a flight.
No.
Yeah, it was humiliating, disrespectful, and utterly unprofessional.
Yep.
Or as United calls it, Tuesday. Oh, boy. What are you going to do? Let's see. Oh, the manager of a Memphis IHOP. Did you just hear this? Was attacked by a group of female customers who threw punches, plates, and chairs.
Wow, really?
Yeah, the customers have been arrested, charged with one count of falsely believing they were eating at a Waffle House. No, this is the House of Pancakes, ladies.
One block down on the left.
We keep it classy here.
Why did they do that?
Exactly.
Thank you, Chad.
Thank you. We were all wondering the same thing, but we just didn't know how to ask it.
No.
Why did they do that? Sorry. And last but not least, yesterday was National Poultry Day.
Oh, was it?
Yes, it was. I was going to make a poultry pun, but I was too chicken. Yeah, and in a foul mood.
Oh!
Yeah, I refused even though a friend egged me on, but that's why the chicks ignore me. These painful poultry puns brought to you by National Poultry Day. Yeah, no, none of those.
You go, Frank.
Anyway, I love you guys.
Thanks, Frank.